We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chap. Moore Jones with me. Juanita Moore, restaurateur. I never imagined I would utter those words, and yet in some way I did.
I love that you're saying that. How are you? It's good to see you.
Good to see you, darling. Can we begin with a clink?
With a clink.
What are we drinking?
This is the Juanita Moore. It's a bourbon cocktail with blackberries and ginger beer.
The Juanita Moore. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So delicious. Isn't it good?
My word.
I know. I just want to drink them all the time, and it's the color of my lipstick.
You know, this may be the first time I've had a Juanita Moore.
And something that was the color of my lipstick.
You look gorgeous, darling. Folks, I'm here with a dear friend, a friend I've known for 20 years. I've always known Juanita to be an amazing chef and cook. I've known Juanita only, really, as Juanita, drag superstar, a member of our community here, the LGBTQ community, who throws the best parties when it comes to hospitality, conviviality. Juanita Moore is the one. To dine with Juanita at her home is to be sat at the table of a queen who knows how to cook.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. I love cooking and always have. And I feel like a few years ago, I finally married the two arts that I think I'm best at. Cooking, which was my first art as a little kid. It's the one thing I truly loved. And now drag. So now they're married.
Yeah, married and... Mi casa, tu casa.
Yeah, exactly. Now everybody wins.
Everyone gets to come to the house of Juanita Moore, enjoy this great food. Folks, 620 Jones, it is the Tenderloin, it is San Francisco, it is a taste of cuisine by Juanita. She has a couple of chef friends, Cole Church, Corey Amanta, behind the food with Juanita, but you are the culinary director.
Well, of course I am. I'm the director of everything in my life.
You have a briefcase. You have a briefcase that proves to everyone. Look, yeah. Professional.
Yeah, I walk around with a briefcase, not a purse.
Juanita, before we talk about the dishes, we talk about the food here.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time. Growing up, who was cooking in your family, and what were the dishes coming out of the kitchen at home?
I was in every kitchen. I was in my aunt's kitchens. I was in my grandparents' kitchens. Of course, my kitchen at home. I wouldn't go outside and play. I wanted to be in the kitchen, and I was so curious about what they were putting in things. My grandmother, Mercy, would tell me to go into the pantry, and she'd get me the little jar on the top shelf, and I'd ask her what's in there, and she would say, oh, just some stuff. And it was it would drive me crazy as a little kid because I really wanted to know what was in that little jar.
Did you ever figure out what was in that little jar?
Yeah, I finally figured it out. Yeah.
You tell.
It was just all those secret spices that she mixed together and put in her own little jar. It was really cute.
I do love the fact that when people talk about the grandma and the grandma's cooking, they are secrets. And, you know, there are some recipes that grandparents, even mama, just does not want to share.
Yeah.
Because to let the secret out is to give it away, right?
It's true. My grandmother saw that I really loved it, so she was happy to share those recipes with me. Recipes that my dad grew up eating and cooking. My Aunt Hope was also an amazing cook, and she's the one that showed me how to do so many great Mexican dishes. She's the one that taught me how to make tamales. Her and my other aunt, when they were older, used to make them and go drive around to all construction sites and sell them. I kind of wanted to go with them. It just sounded so much fun.
Man, you just took me there to the construction site. Juanita, to partner with 620 Jones, to have your name on the menu, your favorite dishes on the menu, this really is a dream realized, right?
It is. And, you know, I've sort of been looking for a restaurant space over the past few years, and it's been very daunting. And everything was, you know, a couple of million dollars to open from ground up. And I was looking, you know, at awful spaces with slum landlords. And it was starting starting to worry me a bit that I wasn't going to find it. And Pete, who owns Jones here, had approached me. I've known Pete for a lot of years, and I've been throwing my annual Pride Party here every year for 7 years.
Never missed it.
Yeah.
Not missed it in 7 years.
Last year, we donated $80,000 to trans youth, which was so, so special. So Pete approached me and said, hey, do you want to come and take over this kitchen here? And I was hesitant at first only because I've worked in kitchens, and I know how grueling kitchen work can actually really be.
Yeah.
But I finally caved in, and I'm glad I did.
Well, I know the food is good. I came here last week on a friend's birthday. We had just a smashing meal. And, of course, you look glamorous and wonderful, all done up, drag superstar that you are. But I saw a little weariness in your eyes. And I knew. I knew you hadn't just breezed in here at 5 to 7 right before I showed up. And, of course, I asked you. You were in the kitchen early in the morning, working with the chefs, working with the team. Your role here is you're all in.
I'm all in. I love coming in the morning. I love unlocking the doors. I love turning the fan on. I love turning the ovens on. I love looking into the walk and in the reach and seeing what needs to be made. And I loved letting everyone know what their day is going to look like. I'm really great at organizing. So that's my favorite role of the day. That first hour when I'm by myself is heaven.
Yeah.
you just painted a beautiful picture. I could visualize you doing all those things. And I hope the coffee pot was on in the background, perhaps?
The coffee pot is always on, I'm glad that it kept on perking.
Is that your little dog that I see in the distance there,
yeah,
across the way?
Yes, Jackson's here. He comes here every day with me. I mean, this courtyard is a playground for him.
Yeah, I bet. Let's talk about the menu. Let's go through it. First of all, what do you think, Grandma or Auntie, or even Mama, will be most proud of in terms of all the dishes on here?
Oh, wow.
What dish would they enjoy most?
I think I've put parts of them in all areas of the menu. My aunt taught me how to make the chilorianos, which are on the hamburger. My family made carnitas all the time. Those are on the menu. There's just things that have just been around all my life. You know, I know first and foremost that Jones presents itself as a bar, and that the food needs to fit into that sort of style. But I wanted to still give it my home twist.
Listen, bar food doesn't have to be unhealthy. This food, this healthy food, you can eat like a carb queen if you want, but if you want to go healthy, you can. Let's take a little walk together around the table. What do we have right in front of me right here? That's we have the broccoli.
Yeah, that's the grilled broccoli with lemon and chili flakes and olive oil. It's super simple. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm a meat eater, of course. I mean, I don't know. I think everyone knows that. But the menu's actually has more vegetarian dishes than anything else, which is kind of crazy. The broccoli's amazing. I really love the cauliflower here, which is marinated with orange juice and lime juice and then roasted in a really hot oven. It's got a nice crema on the bottom, which is so super.
Right next door?
Right next door here is the chicken livers, which I've been making for a long time, and it's been a big secret. And this was actually really hard for me to come in here and share the recipe with the rest of the staff.
I'm taking a bite, Juanita, right now.
But I'm the one that actually comes in and makes them. I love making them. It's it's just a fun thing. It's a completely new quantity that I'm making. But
oh my God,
they're really good.
God, that is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good. Yeah.
Let's talk pizza.
And the pizza. You know, everybody loves a meatball sandwich, and I decided to do a meatball pizza. I know it's nothing new, but it's really tasty. The dough, the sourdough crust is made by Cold Church. He developed it here in the kitchen. It's a very delicate dough, and I love watching him do it, and I have no clue what yeast is or how to use it, so I'm glad Cole's making it.
But you're learning things as you go here, too. That's the joyful part of being in the kitchen with your kitchen mates, your bedfellows, your shipmates. You get to teach each other a little, right?
It's true, yes. And I have been learning, and I do want to learn how to make the pizza dough. I'm just not ready to.
Juanita, let's talk about this massive burger.
Yeah.
It is the More Burger.
Yeah.
More burger means more meat, more what?
Yeah. Well, you know, Corey and I have cooked tons of places together, especially at my apartment. And about 2 years ago, just for the fun of it, I wanted to make this burger. And everyone looked at me like I was crazy. It came out of the kitchen. It was 5 inches tall. And we're like, oh, my God, like, no one's going to eat this. Everyone ate every bit of it.
Yeah.
It's a burger that you have to slice in half, hold in one hand, and not put down. You have to just eat the whole half and then pick up the other half and eat it. Use your other hand for the drink.
Well, listen, I know as soon as I get stuck into that, I'm going to go into a more burger coma. It looks delicious. It is delicious. I had it last week and I came for dinner fully satisfied. It's a meal and a half right there.
It's a full meal for sure. But when I want a burger, this is how I want it. I don't want a little tiny burger that doesn't satisfy my craving. I want to eat this burger until I just leave like one little inch of bread on the plate as the last thing I can't have.
Well, I'm a little naughty because I ate the whole thing when I came for dinner last week. Juanita, I know community for you has always been important. We're here tonight, Wednesday night, family night. What's family night all about here?
We wanted to create a night where we showcased a small menu of things that I do cook at home all the time. Tonight's Chili Verde night, and you can come in for $35 and have an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, which I'm really super excited about. It's been really fun. I look around and see all my friends, which is really, really great.
And for you, this is breaking food news. You are embarking on a journey to make this restaurant more inclusive for our LGBTQ community than I think any restaurant I've ever heard of. What's your plan? What are you hoping to do for our elders?
I've been working on this idea with this family night dinner to invite our elders to come and join my friends. And that means everyone here at the restaurant. So I'm going to consider it sort of a date night where either a group of people or just someone solo can invite one of our seniors from the community to come in here and enjoy dinner and have great conversation and learn about our history and share our future. I think it's super important to do. So,
Juanita, I love it. And I can say to folks, you heard it here first, Sunday brunch, another big part of the experience here at Moore Jones. For those who've just joined us, I'm with drag superstar, restaurateur, Juanita Moore. 620 Jones, Moore Jones, it's the restaurant. Sunday brunch, tell me all about it.
Sunday brunch, I mean, there's a lot of Sunday brunches in San Francisco. There's a lot of drag brunches in San Francisco. But like I've been saying, and I'm going to say it again, my brunch food is better than your brunch food. And I'm just going to say it, Liam, because it's the truth. The hangover pizza is made with 2 eggs, spinach, mushrooms, and bacon that I hand cut myself. I also season that bacon. But it's my idea of a Joe's special, so it's a Juanita special, and we're calling it the hangover pizza.
You know I'm going to be here. Do I have to be hungover to come and enjoy?
You do not have to be hungover to come and enjoy.
And finally, Juanita, for those who've not yet been to Moore Jones at 620 Jones in San Francisco, why should they come?
You know, Jones is definitely an oasis here in San Francisco. I am still surprised by how many people who have lived here for years and years and years don't realize that this exists downtown, so close to Union Square in the Tenderloin. The garden out here is just stunning. Our staff is great. The bar is lovely. There's 3 bars here. I can't even. And then now the food.
Well, listen, darling. We've got to finish our cocktails. We've got to finish all this great food. Here's the other thing I love. I love that when you walk in here and you're employing members of our community. You walk in, our hostess, who's just delightful and gorgeous.
Yes, I've been asking my friends to come and work, not only as staff on the floor, but also in the kitchen. And it's just lovely to see. I'm happy to be an employer.
Juanita, I'm so happy for you. I'm proud to call you a friend, and I'm so proud that you got to realize this dream. I know it's the first of many. Let's raise a glass to each other.
Thank you, Liam.
And you're going to share a recipe with our listeners. Which one?
I'm going to share my Aunt Hope's Chili Relleno recipe.
You are a darling. Folks, the recipe, more on Juanita Moore and Moore Jones, all the info you need. You'll find it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Another cocktail, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.